Well, we're about to be joined by T.J. Helmstetter, a progressive campaigner from Progressive Change Campaign Committee, specifically. And what we're seeing, the sums that the Republican primary field is looking crowded, and so far only Hillary Clinton has announced her campaign for the Democratic nomination. Liberal favorite Elizabeth Warren has said she's not in the race. Will the economic populism of Warren supporters find a champion willing to go for big, bold economic populist ideas in 2016? That is what the Progressive Change Campaign Committee is hoping for. In a letter to prospective candidates signed by over 5,000 Democrat elected officials, including Harry Reid, Franken, and Progressive Democrat and candidate for New York Governor Zephyr Teachout, they are urging the 2016 Democratic presidential nominee to campaign on big ideas, including specific suggestions such as debt-free college at public universities, expanding Social Security benefits instead of cutting them, promises of millions of clean energy jobs, and even talk of breaking up the too-big-to-fail banks that crashed the economy. It all sounds good to many of our listeners, but with Hillary Clinton looking forward to a possible coronation more than a primary, cynical ears may have heard this before. Joining us to discuss it is T.J. Helmstetter. He's the Director of Media Relations at the PCCC, a national grassroots organization with nearly 1 million members on a stated mission of building progressive electoral power. Good morning, T.J.
Good morning. Thank you. That was a great summary of exactly what our group is doing.
Hi, TJ.
Hi, Katie. How are you? Thanks for having me here today.
Sure. Thanks for joining us.
Well, this is quite a lot. We were just talking yesterday about this, and I'll tell you, TJ, I'm going to put myself in the cynic camp before we begin here, having grown up in the Clinton era and up through now. Hillary Clinton has long been, I guess we could say, a conservative. She's been militaristic. She's been a large friend of Monsanto, Walmart, these free trade agreements from NAFTA up to the TPP today, I believe. And so part of the question is are you guys endorsing Hillary Clinton? Like, is this a campaign to get her to change her agenda, or are you fishing for perhaps someone to challenge her in the primary?
This campaign, which we call Ready for Boldness, the Ready for Boldness campaign is about urging all Democrats who are running for president, including Hillary Clinton, to embrace the kind of big, bold, economic populist ideas like expanding Social Security and setting a national goal of debt-free college, the kinds of ideas that Elizabeth Warren embraces. It's candidate neutral. It's not an endorsement of any presidential candidate. It is a joint statement signed by over 5,000 Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren herself and Al Franken and Jeff Merkley and Harry Reid, encouraging any Democrat to embrace these economic populist policy agenda items, which we believe will not only make them stronger in a primary election, but also in a general election, because policies like expanding Social Security are wildly popular across all party lines.
Though we saw Chicago's recent mayoral primary in the Democrats, Rahm Emanuel, a longtime friend of the Clintons, mayor there and former Obama chief of staff, just defeated a left-wing challenge from Chuy Garcia. Mm-hmm. Why have the Democrats had so much trouble actually making policy that meets the needs of their constituents rather than rhetoric?
Well, so I think that actually the Chicago mayor's race is a great example of, of a progressives raising the issues that are important to people in a Democratic primary and forcing, the rest of the Democratic Party to recognize, what it is that excites voters. And I think there's been some great analysis in among lots of journalists and spectators about how Rahm Emanuel was able to beat Chuy, not by rejecting progressivism, but by co-opting it. And I think that just the mere strength of Chuy Garcia's campaign and the unexpected position that he put Rahm Emanuel in was a testament to the strength of progressive viewpoint. As for the rest of the Democratic Party, there has been a battle between what we call the Elizabeth Warren wing of the Democratic Party and, what others might call the third way wing of the Democratic Party, the Wall Street owned wing of the Democratic Party, And I think that that battle is nearly over, and that within the Democratic Party, the Elizabeth Warren wing is ascendant. You know, leaders like Elizabeth Warren and Al Franken and Jeff Merkley, you know, are the leaders of the Democratic Party, and their views of economic populism, you know, have become mainstream within the Democratic Party. And the views of groups like Third Way and the New Democrats, which embrace pro-Wall Street policies, are increasingly rejected by voters.
Well, we had mentioned Zephyr Teachout, and we broadcast last week a town hall meeting at BRIC in Brooklyn, and she was continuing to campaign for finance reform and how the elections are run. But one thing is you're saying that these economic populist ideas may be ascendant, but looking at the leading elected officials, right, from Obama down in some ways, but specifically Andrew Cuomo in New York, he won the endorsement of the Working Families Party even after declaring war on the unions. I mean, he literally said, I'm going to declare war on the unions. And then union-backed candidates endorsed him, and only 28% of voters bothered to show up at the election. How is this wing ascendant? And yeah, if it is, in a sense, why isn't Elizabeth Warren going to run?
There's a lot to unpack in that question. Thank you. So as far as Zephyr Teachout, first of all, our group, the Progressive Change Campaign Committee, was proud to endorse Zephyr Teachout. And again, her success with about zero budget. Zephyr, you know, was not, you know, a big money-backed candidate. Was able to take a third of the vote with zero, almost no name recognition and almost no money, was able to take a third of the vote away from Andrew Cuomo in a Democratic primary. That's showing tremendous unrest among the Democratic base toward Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo was able to secure the Working Families Party endorsement only after, I think it's fair to say, completely lying at their convention as to what he would do in order to win back the trust of progressives. He's burned all the trust that progressives could possibly have. And one positive outcome is that in the process, Andrew Cuomo has burned any chance he will ever have of being president of this country. So that's a good thing, first of all. You know, as
Andrew
for,
Cuomo had a chance of becoming president of this country?
I think he thought he did.
Right.
Actually, I think he thought he did.
You're right about that.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
thought
yeah,
he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, candidates running, I think, you know, Elizabeth Warren is someone who's talked about, you know, that she's still waiting to hear from Hillary Clinton on certain policies. She wants to hear more from Hillary Clinton on trade, you know, on questions of Wall Street reform and how Hillary Clinton would take on the bank. So I think that, you know, those are questions for Hillary Clinton and other candidates in the race to address.
Just to return to a second about the Chuy Garcia race in Chicago, one of the things that was noticeable was that the African-American vote tended to go to Rahm Emanuel despite tensions in those relations, that a significant section of the political machinery there fell in line behind him. One thing that has been noticeable, sort of reviewing your materials, is that in this progressive agenda, it's put forward, I guess, as a sort of across-the-board economic populism, and not so much discussion of some of the issues we've been facing with mass incarceration, mass unemployment, specifically in African-American communities. And Hillary Clinton, going back to the last election, in terms of how she campaigned against Obama, and persistently throughout her political career, has been somewhat of a law and order candidate and a military hawk. She supported the war against Iraq, et cetera. How do we put forward a progressive agenda in this day that's not dealing with the situation of mass incarceration and not dealing with the specific crisis that's affecting African Americans?
Yeah, I think that's an entirely fair question. And I want to say that the joint statement that we put out says that we call for big, bold, economic populist ideas that will help millions of families. And then we give as examples debt-free college, expanding Social Security, clean energy jobs, Wall Street reform, campaign finance reform, and helping workers share in the wealth they create. That's not an expansive list. And in fact, in the past, our organization has partnered with groups on the ground that focus primarily on mass incarceration and police accountability projects. And specifically, we found a partner in Congressman Hank Johnson from Georgia, who's doing great work on these issues. So that is absolutely something that we recognize and support, that all progressives need to understand the importance of those issues, you know, in addition to the economic populist issues that we raise. And in fact, one of the policies that we're promoting is a policy that we originally learned of from the AFL-CIO, which is this proposal that would create 4 million infrastructure jobs through clean energy investment, and in addition to really prioritizing providing high-speed internet in communities that are not wired, which does disproportionately affect low-income folks and people of color. So not only are you creating access to opportunity, but also creating the jobs through public investment in these infrastructure projects. And that is one of the principles that we're asking Hillary Clinton and all Democrats to embrace, is creating millions of clean energy and infrastructure jobs to put more Americans to work.
Great. Okay. And any final words you have for the people who are just, you know, have no faith in electoral politics?
I think everyone should have faith. I mean, look, there's reasons to be cynical about electoral politics. Certainly I am often. But I think that the only choice that we have is to continue fighting for what we believe in. I would ask folks to go to readyforboldness.com and sign on to this statement that asks all presidential contenders, including Hillary Clinton, to campaign on the type of bold Elizabeth Warren-style agenda that the Democratic Party and the country need. You know, and I would ask folks also to continue applying pressure to Democrats in office. You know, President Obama does a lot of great things, and there are reasons for progressives to be happy with him, and there are also reasons for progressives to continue pushing him on other areas, including things like the TPP. So I would ask folks to continue, you know, working on behalf of what they believe in and making their voices heard.
TJ Helmstetter, before you run, just let me ask you one final question. Why do you think Hillary Clinton will be any more successful as president than Barack Obama was? I mean, after all, after Obama won the second presidency, I mean, he lost both houses of Congress, and you certainly can't get anything through Congress, as we've seen here for the past several years, without Congress. How will Hillary be more successful?
Two things there. One, what we've noticed through the past several years of endorsing candidates, helping them run their campaigns, and then watching them in office, is that the more progressive that a candidate runs on the campaign trail, the more progressive and effective they're likely to be in office, which is one of the reasons why we encourage candidates to embrace progressivism and economic populism early in their campaigns, and not only to hold those positions, but to champion them and run wildly on them in the campaign, so that they can be held accountable once they're in office to promote those items. You know, and secondly, when it comes to Congress, you know, I think, one, we need to win more seats, period, and with not only more Democrats, but also better Democrats and more progressives. And secondly, President Obama has been able to achieve some great things through executive action just in the past few months, some items related to, you know, deportation and climate change and net neutrality. So these are the kinds of things that, you know, that our next great fantastic president can accomplish regardless of Congress.
Well, thank you for your optimism, and we definitely hope to be talking to you throughout the election season. Where can people find you on Twitter?
At Bold Progressive, Twitter/Bold Progressive.
Well, definitely thank you for joining us.
Thanks, CJ.
Thank you. Take care.